There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, Ted Cruz, welcome to the process. Yep, the Texas senator becomes the first to announce officially that he is running for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. So he is the first major candidate to toss the old hat in the ring. What are his chances, and why declare so early? His chances probably went up a few points because he did jump into the fray, did give a pretty compelling speech earlier in the day on Monday to a rabid conservative crowd embracing him with nothing but the love a pastor feels when he has his flock on the brink on a Sunday morning. He felt that. He felt that love, I'm sure. Because he was pretty good. He is a good orator, good speaker, no question about that. No teleprompter for Ted Cruz. He didn't fumble, bumble, spoke directly as he moved across the stage. So he gets in early. He has massive Tea Party support. In fact, Amy Kramer, who is the former head of the Tea Party Express, told the AP right afterwards that the Republican pool of candidates is going to take a massive quantum leap forward with Cruz's announcement, saying it's going to excite the base in a way that we haven't seen in years. He is certainly a huge critic of Obamacare. Remember the 21 hours on the Senate floor? Mr. Filibuster, trying to defund the Affordable Care Act. He also doesn't back down on his stance on immigration. He flipped out in December, going against the grain, the Republican leaders, to force a vote on opposing the president's executive action on immigration. Ultimately, it didn't work, but he's on the record. He also speaks fluent Spanish. Hispanics, many of them, really love Senator Cruz. He could appeal to the Hispanic voters more than any other of the Republican candidates. His pops was born in Cuba, and he is the first Hispanic U.S. senator from the Lone Star State. Could he reach across party lines? Now, that's an intriguing question. There are many disillusioned voters. We call them independents. And they're independent for a reason, because they don't like what either party's doing. They're tired of the same old machinations, the plethora of he said, they said, you against me, oh, woe is us. You know, you've heard it. It's the cycle. So he definitely is cut from a different mold. Could he reach others who are disillusioned? He's no dummy. He has a legal background. He got his law degree at Harvard. He clerked for Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist. So there is that. And you can, believe me, you can bank on the fact that he is going to be all over the place, pushing early and often. In the polls, he hasn't shown up well. Not compared to Scott Walker, not compared to Jeb Bush. The theoreticals, oh, Jeb Bush, he's going to run. Yeah, the former Florida governor. He comes up much stronger than anyone else. But does Ted Cruz turn a page? Can he pull it off? I think he can, but the question is, will he pull it off? And then you think of this, if Hillary Clinton, who's the presumptive nominee for the Democrats, if in fact it is Hillary Clinton versus who do you give the best chance? Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal, that's who I like. I don't see him. I don't see him even in it. And then there's a bunch of others that are on that bench. And ultimately, you know, it becomes smaller and smaller, and the road gets weary, and the money starts to drop out, and then we see that there are others who dump out of the race. But we're not even at that point yet. I mean, this is so, so early going, but people are fascinated by what's going to happen in 2016. So the disillusioned bloc, where do they go? Who are they going to grab onto? You can bet that's where lots of research is being dumped into with Cruz. And can he get the big money people to jump on the train? Because you have to do that. You have to be a tremendous, running for president, you have to be a tremendous campaigner. It's a lot different from running a Senate campaign where you find pockets of popularity, especially in a state where the Tea Party loved and helped Ted Cruz get elected. So is the Tea Party strong enough nationally? And then how do you, you know, you have different pockets of Republicans. How do you really rally the base? How do you rally the people who are those disenfranchised, who are what I call in the middle, Republican lights? And do you want them? Well, the answer is you want votes. So if you're going to beat whoever the Democrat is in the race to the White House, and if you're going to, first of all, win the nomination, you got to get everybody and anyone involved. Got to get a lot of people on that train, because it could come down to the wire. It could come down to one of those kind of conventions where it's neck and neck. That would be interesting, I have to say. It would be interesting. And that could be what it is. So I think that's why Cruz decided to jump out first. I'm going to do this thing. I've tested. I've talked. Okay, so I'm behind Rand Paul. I'm behind Scott Walker. I'm behind Jeb Bush in these what if today you were voting kind of polls. So let's get some traction. And that's what I think you're going to see. It's going to be, where is he getting traction in New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina? All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, you, as we're going to hit the mailbag. Also, interesting phenomenon in the world of divorce. People with pets, you can't cut them in half, thank goodness. But what do you do when your dog Chuck goes to the wife and you miss Chuck? Do you have visitation rights? Is there such a thing? I think it's kind of interesting. We've seen some strange things that have happened in the world of divorce. Nasty bit of business, isn't it? Jacqueline Newman, probably my favorite lawyer now, as I'll tell her, comes on with us next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I know you see me just like you. I know you see me just like you. I'm just trying to make my way.
She has rapidly become she is my most favorite attorney in the United States, and I have a brother who's an attorney. Just don't tell my brother Patrick. But Jacqueline Newman is in our virtual green room. She joins us from New York, and wait to hear what we're going to talk about. And it's this aspect of divorce that has become so huge now. I've seen some crazy things happen as a result of it. Jacqueline, thanks as always for hanging with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So there's this new law in our country that's actually focusing on the welfare of your pets, because that has become a factor in divorces. Now pets are, it's not like before where the dog was out in the yard, all the cats were running around or whatever it might be, even though some people may have pets like that that are listening. Now, especially dogs, but cats too, are really, really family members. And when people get divorced, they have a tug of war over animals, don't they?
They do. They do. It's becoming a very, very hot topic. There's a lot of case law that's going on. Judges are taking it very seriously. And yes, pets are becoming, they're furry children.
Yeah. It's interesting because there was a state representative in Anchorage, this Liz Vasquez, who was one of the authors of this bill that they introduced in Alaska that people are talking about. And frankly, it's just the well-being of pets, like I said, and considering it in not just divorce, domestic violence, other types of cases under the legislation that they put forth. And it's looking pretty good that they're, people are saying, let's just take this out of the equation. We're not going to use pets as leverage. Do you think that's going to become widespread, that we're going to see that specifically enacted in New York, in Texas, in California, etc.?
I can see it becoming, because what happens a lot is that in domestic violence situations, obviously it's an issue of control, and people love their pets. And, you know, I hear these stories where, you know, abusers will say, if you leave, I'm going to do X, Y, Z to your dog or something like that, and people won't leave. You know, they're terrified that something's going to happen to the animal. And so it really has become an issue. And Alaska, you know, is making the statement where they're saying, you can't do that anymore. And they're going to give safe havens. And they can, so if you call the police because, you know, you were being abused, you can tell the police that he's made threats against or she's made threats against my animal. And they will take the animal out and they will put the animal in a shelter. And if ultimately the person who, the abuser, will have to pay the expenses for sheltering that animal.
Yeah. So in, so going from that, bouncing that to, okay, you have a family, there's a separation, and then ultimately a divorce. Does that become an either or visitation rights? Because I've heard of people who have visitation rights, Jacqueline.
It can happen. I mean, what I see typically is that when there are children involved, usually the animal will follow the child. So that's what I typically see more so, but I've had cases where people, you know, first of all, if they don't have children, I've done custody agreements for dogs and cats for that matter. So that definitely does happen. But, you know, sometimes even people, you know, will want to have, even when the kids are there or not there, they'll still want to have access to their animals.
So as a lawyer, and you know this, prenups, trying to get things tied up in the beginning, do you also envision that? Like, I come to a marriage, I've got a favorite pet, and, you know, my golden retriever's only a year old or something, that people could put that in a prenup that, hey, something happens here, and of course we'll never think that we're going to go our separate ways, but if it does, I get the golden retriever?
You know, it's an excellent question, and before it became such kind of a hot issue, I would say absolutely. You can absolutely put in there because animals are treated like property. And so there was no reason you wouldn't be able to say, this is my premarital dog and I'm going to take this dog if things don't work out. Now it will be an interesting situation if somebody did do that, because now the courts really are shifting a little bit in a standard and looking at what's the best interest of the animal. And you can't address children in a prenup. So I do wonder if there will be a case someday down the line where somebody did try to put their, you know, their golden retriever in the prenup, and then let's say the other spouse becomes very attached to this animal, and I do wonder if there'll be a situation where there'll be a custody fight, and they'll say, you know what, you can't apply the property standards, you've got to apply the best interest, and that might trump it. So it'll be interesting to see, but so far there hasn't been a case that I know of.
Doesn't this show you, though, that as a lawyer, you know this, that there's so many curveballs out there that you really, it's like a giant puzzle where you have to be looking for what could possibly happen or what are you not thinking about with your client, right? We've talked about this before with assets and whatnot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's what I think makes it so fun. You know, I say to clients all the time, they're like, what's going to happen? I was like, well, my crystal ball is a little foggy, but you know, these are all the things that could happen. But yeah, that's what I think keeps it fun. You know, you got to keep guessing. You got to keep thinking about what's the next thing and really kind of think outside the box, because if you don't, someone else is going to.
You mean they don't, when you get that crystal ball out, they say, come on, give us your best prediction, like you're predicting the bracket odds for a March Madness game.
Exactly.
Just tell us, Jacqueline, what's going to happen here? Give me the scenario. I want to know, what's the 80% chance? And the answer is even as good of an attorney as you are, there's so many factors in it, right? The judge, the day, other things that happen, and the judge, and whether it's a bench trial or whether it's a jury trial, all of that factors in, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell clients a lot that, you know, judges are people. You know, and I worked for a judge when I was in law school. And, you know, I can just tell you, if she was having a bad day, it affected everything. And I tell clients, you could look like the person that stood them up at the prom. And they're real people. They're going to have a reaction. As neutral as they're supposed to be, they're human. And you just never know what's going to trigger someone. So, yeah, you know, I say to clients when we talk about going to court, I said, are you a gambler? Because that's what's coming down to.
Do you, because of that factor, if you have a super, and all trials are different, and of course all of your cases are different, but do you ever do the jury shadowing thing where you try to predict, and, you know, I know some people do that where they have similar people that would be almost like actors to the jury and try to figure out what the reactions would be. Have you ever had a case where you've done that?
Well, New York, actually, we don't, in matrimonial in New York, there's no longer jury trial, so it doesn't come up. The only time that there would have been a possibility of doing something like that was when New York was a fault state, because you used to be able to have jury trials on fault, but then when New York became a no-fault, we're all bench trials. so we don't get it, even though I have to tell you, my brother-in-law does jury trials, and I think it's fascinating. So it's absolutely something I would have done if ever given the opportunity. So it looks like that door might have closed for me.
Wow. So does your brother practice law in another, brother-in-law practice law in another state?
No, they practice in, both my brother-in-law practice in New York, but they do personal injury type stuff, insurance events. But they get jury trials, which I think is so fascinating.
Right, so they have to look at that. So with no fault, is that better depending on the wealth and the couple and the age and the kiddo situation? Is no fault better? Is it in a sense easier to get divorced?
You know, it is better. I mean, when it comes down to it, it is. Because it just, you know, divorce is a dirty enough business. And then when you had faults, we had to basically prove, you know, the whole goal of it was to sit and say how incredibly awful the other person is. Even if you wanted to divorce amicably, we still had to write bad things about each other. Or say you haven't had sex for the last year, despite the fact you wanted to. And I mean, it was just nasty and mean and expensive and unnecessary. So it's absolutely better. Is it easier to get divorced? Technically it is. I mean, because you don't have to deal with the fault issue. But that said, people are still fighting.
Yeah, there you go. Is it the same situation that they have in New Jersey where isn't it like you have to wait a year? You have to be either separated or something for a year before you can actually go for the divorce or no?
No, you actually can. I mean, you have to have everything settled, and that might take you a year, but you can get divorced on what we call the no-fault grounds. I mean, the fault grounds still technically exist, so you could try to do it, but I can just, knowing the judge on the bench, if I walked in and said I wanted to have a fault trial, I would get my head handed to me very quickly.
and family law, I mean, it's just like any other form of law. You see a lot of the same people over and over again. Of course you do, the judges, unless they retire and somebody new comes along. You know what some of the things to expect, other than it could be a bad day or something's happened or whatever, because it's the same system, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now you, a lot of times I'll say to people, as soon as I know who your judge is, I can give you some sense of where it's going, or the adversary for that matter, because, you know, I deal in the high net worth space and, you know, there's a group of people that do that. So I deal with a lot of the same attorneys all the time. Which is good. You know, I generally enjoy that because it gives you a sense of camaraderie and that you know what you're up against. So I personally like it.
Do you find that with high net worth, a lot of times that takes longer than, let's say, we don't have as much stuff to divvy up or net? Doesn't matter. I mean, divorce, like you said, it's a rough business, and it could be no matter what your income, it can all end up the same way.
Yeah, I think people might just be fighting about different things. You know, you might be fitting about how many summer houses you're going to get versus, you know, the one house that you might live in. But, you know, I think that there are just different levels of fighting when you're dealing with people with different, you know, levels of net worth. But a lot of times, you know, the core things that people are fighting about are usually their children or usually values and things like that. So the amount of, you know, zeros at the end of the check don't always make a difference. Sometimes, but not always.
There you go. When are you going to write a book? You need to write a book. How to either not get divorced, or if you get divorced, here's the checklist, and then call me. Get it in order.
Maybe. You never know.
And there you go. All right, Jacqueline Newman, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Tonight, time to hit my favorite part of the show, where so many of you react. The mail just pours in overnight. I like to say this 24/7. Whatever it is that's eating you, or maybe there's something that you're celebrating that you think is great. Hey, it doesn't have to be all cynical or crazy. We're up on our bully pulpits screaming with our hair on fire. So, if you want to share something good happening in your hood, too, do it. AmericaTonight.net. On that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have the mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And Ted Cruz really took up a big chunk of the mailbag. This one from Jake in Austin. Ted Cruz rocks, Kate. I don't know that he would be my particular favorite candidate, but I would absolutely vote for him. I don't agree with everything he says, but I'm going to say, being in my early 30s, I agree with a ton of what he does say, including crappy Obamacare, which has killed me, even though I work for a tech company, and also his stance on immigration. And I like the fact that he goes against the grain, even if it's against his own party. Good for him for running and we'll see how far he takes it. He's better than Chris Christie any day in my book. All right, this one is from Gary, who's listening in Illinois. Gary says, Ted Cruz is nasty business, Kate. As president, that lame-o would be the worst guy we could possibly have in the Oval Office. He's just a blowhard who likes to act like a shock radio jock in a suit. I don't care that he went to Harvard. In fact, I can't stand the people who went to Harvard. All they do is talk about going there. I don't want to see another lawyer in the White House, as a matter of fact. No offense, Mr. Cruz, but stay in the Senate. This one from Joseph, who says, good for Ted Cruz. I think he's okay. I don't love him. I don't hate him. But I give him cred for throwing his hat in the ring and putting, you know what, on the line. It takes a lot of guts to do it, especially in this day and age where they look at every single aspect of your life. I'm sure that he vetted himself along with probably PIs or whoever else does that sort of thing. So he must feel pretty confident about it, but not so easy to run for president in 2016, and it's a long way to go before we flip the calendar on that. You can be rest assured, Kate, that many more candidates are still going to come out of the woodwork. Absolutely. That's exactly what this does. It throws down the gauntlet for anyone raising funds, which everybody's doing, and says, okay, here we go. You bring it now. It's your turn. So Ted Cruz is in. He's in this thing, and he's got a lot of Tea Party people, but so do some of the other candidates. Remember, Rand Paul has libertarians, but he has some, you know, he has some Tea Party backing, too. That helped him become the senator in Kentucky, one of the senators in Kentucky, anyway. And also, Scott Walker has massive Tea Party backing. So Ted Cruz isn't the only one out there with that. This one from Jeremiah. A lot of people react to this. This one from Jeremiah, who says, oh, Kate, I don't like any of them. No offense to Mr. Cruz, but you can take Cruz, you can take Christie, you can take any name that you could possibly throw out there, especially Jeb Bush. And I'd say clear the decks, get somebody fresh, somebody who is not tainted in any way by what goes on in Washington. In fact, I'd love to just see a full-on other party. I've heard you talk about that. There's just not enough steam, I suppose, for it. But something has to change. It just seems to be that we get the same version of what a president is, no matter if they're a Democrat or Republican. They might vary a little on the issues, but if you really dig deeper, it's pretty much the same all the way around. Well, I don't think it's the same all the way around, but yes, in some ways I see what you mean. Because really, if you were off the charts liberal, would you be happy with what Obama's done? The answer is no. There'd be plenty of things that you wouldn't be happy with. So there are some similar things that seem to happen from the Oval Office, and I think that's because of the amount of money it takes to get elected, the favors that you ultimately do owe, because you do. There's ways to skirt around that. And it's just how politics have been, especially in the last decade and probably even before that. All right, we move from Ted Cruz and the politics of the day to a couple of other types of emails that seem to bombard the mailbox. And this one comes to us from Ariel, who says, Kate, I was so sad that you didn't do any kind of a nail the score for hoops. I know that you've done it in the past. I think somebody even won one year on it, because I do listen. But you didn't do it this year. How come? I have several brackets, and I'm doing pretty good. I might have been able to clean up in your Nail the Score March Madness. Yeah, you know what? You can't just keep doing Nail the Score. You have to take a break. You have to put it away, put it in the closet, and then pull it back out again. Because just as many people who are dogging me for not doing that were tired of it, too. It's a long football season, peeps. It's a long football season. And March Madness has been seemingly very long for me. I thought I really had picked some winners. And I think I said this on the previous show, my bracket, ugh, terrible. I have more X's than I have circles. Villanova just absolutely, ugh, just killed me. All right, this one from Ken. Kate, are you actually watching college hoops? I'm sorry, I can't get into it. Yeah, I filled out a bracket because everybody pushed me in the office. I felt like I was being forced to buy a lottery ticket. I guess I'm sort of in the running. I'm number 10 out of 300. Wow, 10 out of 300? Where are you getting 300 people? You obviously work for a decent-sized company. But frankly, I get bored with the whole thing after a while. It's boring. I don't get hoops. I get football. I get the NFL, college, any kind of football. But hoops to me, eh, foul. I still hope I win the pool, though. All right, I love that. I still hope I win the pool. This one from Anthony. Kate, it's been 5 years of Obamacare and pre-existing condition. I know you've said that before, that you think that's one good thing that's come out of it. We'll see what happens with the Supreme Court on the whole subsidy thing deal, because now I think that's going to mess up a few people, depending on what the Supremes come up with. Overall, I'd have to say if you're in the middle class, though, you're paying more for health care. Employers are dumping people off of rolls. They have the threat of being taxed, which I think the individual mandate is so wrong. That needs to be thrown out. And I don't know that we're getting better health care quality, are we? It seems like it's costing people more. It depends. It depends on what lane you're in with Obamacare. Because some people will say, wow, I couldn't get it. Pre-existing condition, absolutely. Pre-existing condition, some kind of a mental thing, something with cancer, something that some other kind of scare you had where it was astronomical or you couldn't get it, you really couldn't because they would it just was way out of your league. So for some people that had no health care coverage but could afford a little bit, then it is a good thing. But that is that the definition of the middle class there is where it's not. Because you keep hearing this thing that, okay, yes, I mean, you call up, there's other options, but that's not true. The options are not cheaper. If you're destitute, I mean, if you have no money, which then you can't even, whatever, if you have to pay anything for health insurance, you can't even afford to barely eat or feed your children, so you're not even going there. And then if you're going to get fined on top of that, that's not good. I don't like the whole fine thing. Absolutely. To me, I think that's the worst part of the law, but the reason they kept saying that has to be part of the ACA is because that way you have enough people that are in the healthcare, you know, in these healthcare exchanges so that it could be more affordable. But I still think if you're in the middle class and you truly are middle class, that's where it becomes a burden, really. Okay, don't want to go down on a rabbit trail there. This one from Colleen, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. April Fool's is coming up. I know you do jokes sometimes. I'm wondering if you're going to try to pull a fast one on all of us. Well, if you know anything about my joke telling, it's been a while since I've done the joke thing, then you know that for me to pull a fast one, it's not so easy. First I have to memorize the punchline. However, I can pull off some trickery. If we're just talking about that, yes, that I'm pretty decent at. Not straight up joke telling, I am not decent at. The really elementary kids jokes, I can remember. The twisted jokes about the priest and the penguins and the whoever went to talk to St. Peter, and then you couldn't believe what happened, and then the Italian guy came up, and then this, you know, when you get into these long twists and turns, the longer the joke, the worse the delivery from me, anyhow. So April Fools. Could we pull an April Fool on you? I don't know, maybe. Maybe. Could happen. Hang with us.
now you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my friends.
All right, believe it or not, we're skidding toward the exits for this hour already. Wow, just like that. You want to throw in here? You certainly can. Everything from Ted Cruz to what we talked about in between. Crazy about the fact that, you know, talking about pets and that that's become such a tug of war in divorce. So Don says, divorce law should include pet support. Can you imagine? Yeah, you might get visitation. It'll be a hassle. Come over and walk the dog. And then, by the way, leave a check because we need some money for all the other needs to be taken care of. And you know what? I bet you there's some divorce somewhere. I actually tried to look that up. I bet you that there is some hound, some beast that is being supported by somebody. Grim, hello.
Hey. I've been sitting here scarfing down a hamburger I made. I'm going to have to get out the pressure washer just to clean up.
I love it.
Yeah, I make my homemade ones. I make an 8-inch bun with a 12-inch patty that's about an inch thick, you know. So it's
wow.
It's a juicer, you know.
Well, mm-hmm.
I I even smoked the hamburger, the bun. See, I'm going to start something right now. I can bake in a smoker.
You can?
Yes, ma'am. Your grandmother did. Your great-grandmother did. Most of the old stoves were wood burning.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a lost art. Then I'm starting back up.
Wow, the hamburger sounds good. That's my specialty, too. People always want, when they come over to my place, they always want me to make hamburgers or cheeseburgers or whatever.
Well, you need to head a little bit up north to where my family's from, up there around Colorado, Nebraska, where the best beef is raised. Find a farmer that home raises up there or a local butcher and get you some of the best beef you'll ever taste, because that place is where the best, even Johnny Carson would tell you, that's where you go.
I know. I used to live in Nebraska. I lived in Nebraska for like 7 months in a place called Kearney, and they had a steakhouse there. They had a steakhouse in Nebraska called Grandpa's. Oh, it was, this place, I've never seen anything like it. I have never tasted beef like that since then, really. You're right. The Nebraska beef is awesome.
It's actually Kearney.
Kearney, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Kearney, Nebraska.
See, I know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But you were playing my song there. You keep forgetting. Old Graham's out here trying to run, too.
Yeah, there you go.
But, now, I have to kind of retract on something. You know, I called in about that U.S. Marshal that was shot and killed.
Yeah.
And I got the wrong report. He was actually buried, not that Sunday, but the following Tuesday. The reporter just misreported it because they brought him back to his hometown, and her wording was wrong.
Mm.
But at the same token, it was 6 days later after he was shot, and Eric Holder even showed up at his eulogy. I don't know if you heard about that. But
I did.
Okay. Now we're all talking about timing and the way that, you know, I'm not talking about the conservative news. I'm talking about the liberal news media and their timing. As soon as they found out about the man that was hung here in Claiborne County, they were on it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are they trying to do? I'm trying to figure this. Is it a hate crime? They still haven't determined whether it's suicide now.
Right, right. I heard that, too, that it might be suicide.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll be the first to know because of local media. You know, that ain't but 100 miles to the west of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, and here's the U.S. Marshal, a man of honor, and he didn't make, you know, anything on the major networks. You know, maybe
right.
Fox
right.
Aired, but you got to have satellite to have that.
Right.
Or cable. I'm rural. I'm a good old country boy. But
right. So you're saying they're not pointing out like, hey, look, this terrible story. Look what happened. But yet, let's go. We're going to go for the jugular and make you look like a bunch of yahoos because we're going to talk about what happened.
Priorities.
There. Yeah.
Priorities. What are their priorities? That's what I'm asking. What are your priorities? You trying to promote hate, or are you trying to promote the good in this world and the sorrow and us trying to work together and correct it? You know, I mean, what are you trying to promote? It looks like to me they're all willing to jump on what, you know, as the old saying goes, if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Boy, that's the truth, and that's what it is. If it bleeds, it leads. If there's some nugget of something really super negative or nasty or controversial, yeah, absolutely, then it's going to lead.
Yeah, because they can sell more widgets, you know. But if you're ever around, Kate, now I do make an awesome shortcake, and I use huckleberry wood to smoke it. So can you imagine a huckleberry-flavored smoke in a shortcake along with strawberry and wheat? It's already watering, isn't it?
Yes, that sounds so
good.
What a cool thing. That's cool.
Well,
I'm glad that you brought that up, Grim.
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm craving root beers. What do you think I'm going to do with that big sassafras I told you I cut down? Yeah, I got to wait for it to dry out. But, boy, it is good with pork. It is good with, you know, it's a root beer flavoring.
Right, right. Very cool. Good for you, Grim. Thank you. How neat is that? I mean, I guess I don't know. I didn't really think about when I think of wood burning stoves and I think of what I've read and what I know of what food was like then and the process, certainly different than what we have now. I guess I didn't think about so much the baking thing, but that, of course, that completely makes sense. I mean, now we cheat, don't we? With baking, you can just go and get everything pre-made and then throw a little egg and milk in it and presto, and still got to grease up the pans or whatever, throw them in the oven. Does anyone even bake? I mean, I guess people do. There are certainly people who cook, and there are certainly people that bake. Usually, this is a weird tangent to get on to, but I'm going to say it. Usually, somebody's good at one and not as good at the other, or they prefer one or the other, just to cook or to do the baking thing. Or maybe none of it, just to eat food, just to get the fastest food they can because they're so tired, they're not going to stand there and wait and make food. The best way around that is to do the is to prepare it all, you know, like on a Sunday or whatever. Yeah. Can't do that with burgers, though. You got to wait until you're ready to cook them. I still think more than on the stove, they're just way better they're way better when you smoke them. When you do anything on a grill, I think, oh, it tastes so much better. No question. All right, so Ted Cruz is ready to get grilled. He's not worried about it. He certainly has dealt with the media, and he's been through the process of running, but it's different. I've mentioned this already. Running for the Senate versus running for president. That was the removal of the whole Canadian flap was good, except for Donald Trump immediately raised questions about Cruz's Canadian birth, you know, talking about that in his run for president. He said, well, he's got a hurdle that no one else seems to have. It's a hurdle somebody could certainly look at and take seriously. He was born in Canada, if you know, and when we studied our history lessons, you're supposed to be born in this country, so I just don't know how the courts would rule on it, but it's an additional hurdle, and that's that word five times, that he has that no one else seems to have. It's not a hurdle. He's been questioned about it so many times. You know, it's not. They've looked at that. The guy's a lawyer. I mean, come on. You don't think that they pushed this out of the way before he jumped into it? That's why he got rid of the Canadian citizenship, so he wouldn't have to deal with it. Remember, you can always email me, americatonight.net.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.